Ottawa has a new soundtrack. As protesters move to surround the parliament, a movement spurred on by truckers makes itself heard. As the signs make clear, this is a reaction to COVID restrictions, mainly because Canada and the U.S. now say if a trucker wants to cross the nearly 9,000-kilometer-long border, they have to be vaccinated. The Canadian Transport Minister joined Al Jazeera to defend the policy.
We have mandated vaccination for transportation sector, for the airline sector, for marine sector, for the rail sector last fall. And we've done it successfully. So now almost 99% of workers in those sectors are fully vaccinated. That has reduced infection rate. That has reduced hospitalization. That's reduced absenteeism. And that added resilience to our supply chain.
There are reports that Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and his family were moved to a secure location out of concern, and the police chief said he felt he needed to bring in extra officers.
The risk factors extend beyond the core demonstrators to those that have already indicated online and in other forums that they're prepared to engage directly or indirectly with the events that will transpire over the next several days here. And some of them have been very clear in inciting hate, encouraging acts of violence and criminality.
There were no reports of violence early Saturday, but there was plenty of profanity-laced signs and strong opinions expressed.
I understand the pandemic is a problem. However, we've got to look around us and see also what we're doing when we're implementing all these mandates. You know, we cannot kill the patient in the name of curing them. We cannot do that, guys. So we're going to stand free. That's what we're going to do.
The question now, when will this stop? It's a well-funded protest raising more than $8 million on GoFundMe, meaning this may be the sound of the city for a while to come. Patty Culhane, Al Jazeera.